Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Cowboys Nation, and welcome to yet another episode of Dallas Cowboys Daily here on the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jess Navarez, and the Cowboys continue to gear up for Sunday's game against the Indianapolis Colts, so let's get right to it. Today is Thursday, December 1st. Happy Thursday and happy first day of December, my friends. Cannot believe we are officially in the thick of December football. But before we talk about some locker room and press conference highlights, let's talk about Wednesday's injury report for the Cowboys first. The good news is that it's not a long report. However, here are the guys that are still listed on it. These are the two guys that were listed as not participating in Wednesday's practice. Those guys being cornerback Trayvon Diggs and wide receiver Michael Gallup, both not participating due to an illness. That bug is still going around the locker room, so keeping an eye on that. Now, these were the guys listed as limited for Wednesday's practice, those guys being linebacker Anthony Barr with a hamstring injury, safety Jayron Kearse with the shoulder injury, and then defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence with a foot injury. So, of course, we will keep you posted as the injury reports continue to roll out for the week. Now, we also learned from head coach Mike McCarthy on Wednesday that the Cowboys officially activated wide receiver James Washington for his 21-day practice window. Washington did participate in Wednesday's walkthrough as well, so some good news there. And a little side note, left tackle Tyron Smith did not get his 21-day practice window activated yet. Mike McCarthy saying that he's close to a return, but not quite yet. Michael Gelkin even tweeting out a couple of pictures of Tyron working with the Director of Rehabilitation, Britt Brown, and really just working to continue up his ramp up towards a practice return. So we're going to keep a close eye on that as well. Going back to what Mike McCarthy had to say about James Washington, and he was asked how James can realistically help this offense as a whole, and here's what he said.
That's an excellent question. I think really just until we see him go through the whole practice today. I mean, obviously, James has a lot of tape, from his time in Pittsburgh, and, we still feel the same about him as, why he's here, but just really want to see him work. Obviously, he'll work primarily on the look team today, and, we're looking for more quantity, from him, just get his workload capacity up where it needs to be, and just, let him out there and get some live reps.
Wednesday was also locker room day, so we did hear from James Washington, and when he was asked about what he was seeing from this team on the sidelines and how ready he was to get going, well, here's what he said.
It's been a lot of fun watching them, do what they love to do, and that's win. But for me, it sucked. I hate watching it on TV. I'd rather be out there with them. But that's a selfish side of me, but, I'm just glad that, they opened my window and gave me an opportunity to come back and help these guys out.
He was also asked how his first day of practice went, and this was his response.
I felt great. I ran quite a bit, more than I expected, but overall it felt great. Every step felt great, so I'm pleased.
And I just want to throw this other soundbite in here for fun, because Micah was asked if he can feel when he's about to get a sack. And here's his response, because I know you're going to love it as much as I did.
I do get a little twitch. it's almost a feeling, especially it's kind of easier if you beat a guy the first time, because he's probably going to anticipate. Usually people like do the same thing twice, so you think ahead of the game, oh, he's going to be expecting this. If it's the right play, you got a shot. But, that's the kind of games you play. And, I usually try to do 8 different moves to see which one works the best, and I go back to the one that worked on the chance where it might be a second and long, no chips and things like that. So you got a chance, you just got to execute it.
Just throwing in some Micah responses to get you pumped up for your Thursday, because if that doesn't, I don't know what will. Actually, yes, I do, because we have you covered here on the Blog and Boys Podcast Network with even more Cowboys content throughout your day. So let's talk about it. Today, you can expect a new episode of The Ocho with our very own RJ Ochoa dropping later today, as well as a new episode of Riled Up with Roy White and Tom Ryle also dropping later today. See, so I'm keeping you pumped up this Thursday because it's almost Friday, it's almost the weekend, you get it. Make sure to go subscribe to the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network wherever you listen to your podcast so you never miss an episode. While you're at it, please leave us all 5 stars with that rating and go leave us a nice and kind, sweet review. We would greatly appreciate it. Make sure if you haven't already to go give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok, a like on Facebook, or go subscribe to our YouTube channel. And that's officially all I have for you today, my friends. But don't you worry, I'll be back tomorrow with even more Dallas Cowboys Daily. I hope you have an amazing rest of your Thursday. I can't believe it's already Thursday, and I really can't believe it's already December. Regardless, we're here, we made it, and I know you're going to go out and kill it today like you always do. Go make it count today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, Cowboys Nation.